If you're in Parramatta and you like writing, I've got a bit of news for you. So artists, creative minds and writers unite and take over for the opening of a new centre in Parramatta, and it will see a unique outlet for new voices to be heard and creative dreams to be realised. What a place. It's a non-for-profit charity dedicated to providing a voice for the people, places and cultures that personify Western Sydney, and it's flung open its doors to the public. We have the Executive Director, Michael Campbell, here to open to tell us a little bit more about what all of this is about. So, you know, Michael Campbell, can you tell me, what is Westwards?
Good morning, Eleanor. Westwards is a literature development organisation. We've been around in working in Western Sydney for about a decade, but in its current iteration, it's been about 2 years. And when we say literature development, what we mean is that we are developing the stories and the ideas of Western Sydney. We're a place-based organisation, and we're developing the writers for skills development, for writers to be able to tell their stories and ideas and reflections of this place in a more articulate way, one that is reflective of, you know, their personal experience and histories.
Okay, so, I mean, where did the idea spring from?
Well, the Centre for... it goes back quite a way, actually. About a decade ago, back when Nathan Rees was Premier, there was a bit of a survey of what was happening in Western Sydney, and there seemed to be a big hole for literature development in Western Sydney, the stories of this place. And so what started was a project-based organisation going from project to project. Westwards started. About 3 years ago, there was another basically audit by the state government, realising there was still a hole, and with Western Sydney just burgeoning and becoming more complex and more rich, there was still a hole. And so it was at that point where Westwards became an independent company.
Mm-hmm.
We moved from Blacktown to Parramatta, and we started to look at how best we can serve the people here.
All right. So what actually goes on?
What goes on? Well, what we do is a vast range of activities, and we run writers' groups for everybody from age 10, 8, 9, 10, right through to at all ages and stages of career and life.
Okay.
We do writers' groups.
So
we do residencies. So we do residencies of putting writers, professional writers, into schools. We have partnerships with art centres where writers go in and work in the art centres right across Western Sydney.
Okay.
We take some of these, the work that's being created, we do holiday programs, we do after-school programs. What we do then is some of the work that's being created, we then publish.
Oh, yeah.
And because we believe that, you know, if you're doing literature development, you kind of give the opportunities to writers, people who want to write, and you bring them along the journey. But then you've also got to develop a audience, a readership too. So it's actually being able to, what we do is primarily we do a lot of connecting the dots.
Okay. So
Yeah,
so I mean I'm just sensing, so this is for people who are like want to become writers or are just sort of developing their literacy skills or both?
Both.
Okay.
Because the Sometimes statistics bore the pants off me, sometimes statistics like give this amazing snapshot of a place. And Western Sydney, 49% of the population is under the age of 35.
Oh, wow.
There are over 100 different cultures here, over 170 languages. And this is all from the 2016 census figures. So it's getting those people who are perhaps English is not their first language, but it's actually creating the bridges between cultures, between languages, between the various parts of this sort of complex tapestry that's Western Sydney, and bringing them together. Because what happens is that when you've got, just like life, just as you look out the window, you've got people and stories and histories and reflections all butting up against each other and being transferred in various different ways. So that's the really exciting bit.
All right.
So sometimes it is about helping people with their English literacy.
But, okay, so also, I mean, do you do literacy in other languages?
We've got some programs coming in on board next year.
Okay, wow.
And we've got, so for example, one of the projects for next year is that we're working with somebody to do a bilingual edition for children. Because one of the things that we've found through the research we've done is because of the nature of the various populations, there's this wonderful transfer through generations as well, where kids hear the stories from their older generations, and that comes down through the generations, but also the stories, reflections, and English literacy skills go up the generations as well.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, kids teaching their parents. So, I mean, the other thing is, I mean, you've got some pretty eminent people, Australian ambassadors who've leapt on board with this project, including Brian Brown. Who else?
Oh, the people we work with. In 2016, we worked with 66 professional artists. This year we worked with over 70. So we work with people like Brian Brown, who's a Bankstown boy who knows the value of words and stories. Mm. We've got Libby Gleeson, who's one of Australia's most beloved children's authors. We've got Melina Marchetta, who was up doing a day for us last Thursday, in fact.
Looking for Ella Brandy. Oh,
yeah.
Well. Wow.
We've got one of Australia's most eminent, highly literally awarded poets, international, Mark Tredenick.
Mm.
We've got some mid-range career people like Sarah Ayoub.
Okay.
Whose work has been grasped onto by a young adult generation. Maxine Beneva-Clark.
Everyone. But,
we've got everyone. But what we believe is there's a couple of things that's really kind of fundamental to our approach, which is we think, the approach we do is we kind of talk with people about what needs there are out there. And then we imagine the potential, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we create a program that might fulfill the need, release the potential.
Okay.
And then we find, okay, who would be the best, the most appropriate person to do that? And so that's, and we sort of think that quite often it is the, you know, we started imagining, and we ask those people, and invariably they say yes.
Yeah, and then you just marry the two together. It sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but, you know, it sounds absolutely fascinating. The Westword project out at Parramatta, we're going to put everything up on the podcast. But, you know, there is some incredible talent out that way. I mean, I think the Lebanese poetry slams out there are absolutely incredible. I can't wait to find out, you know, what this project is going to uncover. So that there was the wonderful Michael Campbell there from the executive director, from Westwards.